Good to be back as usual. I want to talk about a bunch of different stuff today, kind of a mixer of things. Haven't been on in a while. I think it's been a couple of months. Sometimes I don't even know if it's been 2 weeks or 2 months. But I like it that way because I have no obligation then to come on and say something unless I have something to say, which works much better. I was just thinking about kind of the AI stuff that's going on and how I really enjoy the whole thing because just since I was little, I loved sniffing into new trends, new things. And a lot of times it lines up with my trading. Sometimes it doesn't. I've been into sports cards a few times since I was a kid, and then before the pandemic I got into it. And then crypto and I don't know, the tech boom in the 1999, 2000, I was always on message boards looking at companies, digging into that. And then now this AI stuff is like a Super Bowl of all that because I just love all that there's so many tools to use that speed up workflow and research, and I can learn so much stuff so fast now. And if something's technical or over my head, I quickly figure out which parts I don't understand and I can learn them, or I can figure out where to learn them. All the things I didn't have, like coding and I don't know, web development, whatever. I don't really use web development, but you know what I mean. All that stuff is available now quickly. So for someone like me who's into the markets and kind of an opportunist, the tools are awesome. And I know for others who have jobs that are being wiped out, it's not as awesome. But I have a friend who has a business that he said it was like a $30 million business not that long ago, and he's like it's really quickly trending towards zero, and he has to basically just fire a bunch of people on his staff and quickly start over. And he has a good attitude about it because he's just like, you know, this is, I can see this coming, so I got to quickly move. And, you know, I think that that's how we have to all look at. Like, I'm not in that position right now, but with trading, I mean, I've been trading since, I don't know, 20 some years, and this has happened to me multiple times where what I'm doing just doesn't work anymore. But usually with trading, it doesn't work, and then it comes back, and then it goes away, and then it comes back. And it's kind of like a slow bleed. And one of the slow bleeds has definitely been reading order flow and even news and event trading, which is something that I have done a lot of and really thrived on in the past. I mean, the Federal Reserve days are still pretty good for me. There's a lot of correlations between markets and things, fundamentals I can use. But a lot of the other stuff, the way the market moves now, it doesn't really. Like, it's probably still doing that in the big picture, and I've talked about this at length in the past, so I won't get into it too much, but the way it does it is different now. So a lot of those things I used to do, that they don't really work as well. So it's like, what do you do? And I think for me, and I'm talking to whoever else is listening about how they feel for them, but one of my skills has always been just a genuine desire and interest in where the world is going, technology, trends. I love shortcuts and things, and I don't mean shortcuts like don't work hard or don't learn, but like doing things faster and more efficiently, and I just enjoy it. I geek out on it. I like the gadgets, and some people hate it, but I like it. And there's other things that, you know, everybody's different. But with this AI stuff, it's kind of getting me to think through the whole supply chain of, all right, what do we need for this stuff to keep going? You know, there's data centers and there's power grids and there's things that need to change. There's deep fake software that needs to advance. There's so many things going on. And a lot of it'll take 5 to 10 years to play out. And so I'm thinking about trading. It's like, okay, where does trading fit into that? Like, what's going to happen next with trading? And it seems like I've already been moving down this direction of news disseminated really quickly. Things moving so fast that unless it's a complete shock and you're sitting in front of a real-time news service, it's not going to matter. That game doesn't work anymore. So you're paid more now I think to trade in a more structured way where you have rules. Because if you have rules and more systematic approach, you can move your size up and you can study why things aren't working and kind of look at it a little bit more robotically, even though there's maybe a discretionary flair. That's kind of the direction I'm moving with my trading. But, well, not but, but also I'm looking at kind of automating the whole thing where I'm gonna have it put on trades for me and do a little bit less manual sitting in front of my screen as I used to, and open myself up for more activities like studying where the world is going and are there stock trades that line up with that. And a lot of this stuff goes back to like cycle analysis, which I've always really enjoyed like sentiment and frequency of comments relative to a baseline. So, you know, people are talking about certain groups of stocks maybe 5-10 times more than they usually do, or when there's a big down move, people are really excited all the way down because they want to buy it because it was, you know, like electric charging on the way down, or oil when it went negative a couple years ago. And all of a sudden, after a certain point of going down, there's just no more talk about it. There's no more comments. And I think that's really interesting because it means that everyone's probably capitulated and they're done. I want to track those kind of things. I want to use the technology to look at areas where I think it's interesting. And can I figure out how to use these tools to kind of use all the things that I've learned, but have the tools help me figure out when. And a lot of it is like, it's going to go from A to B. It's A, and then B. And it doesn't necessarily make sense why it moved at that time, but you could kind of see that it should move. And that, I think some of the analysis I was just talking about fits well with that. So right now, crypto's going off. And I know that people are talking about shitcoins and nonsense on Twitter. And I can see, I have a few people texting me about stuff that's going on. So I kind of keep in the loop. And I've gone through a few of these cycles and tech stocks and crypto and all that stuff. So you can kind of see kind of where we are in the cycle, and it usually goes further than you think. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's sad. Everyone's sad for a while, and then it gets really boring. No one cares. And the chart gets really tight and narrow for a while, for a long time. And the boredom gets really high. Then people actually start building again. And then, you know, surprise, we go back up. And I think studying those things and not falling asleep at those moments are really valuable tools to have kind of going forward. And one thing that's hard though is if you get hurt in it, especially at all, you're really just, it's toxic to you and you're allergic to it. You don't want to look at it, and then you fall asleep when you need to be awake. So I kind of keep alerts on my phone, remind me in 6 months to look at this, remind me in 3 months. And I'm tracking areas where I know some friends that are trying to pick bottoms in lithium right now. So I'm like, okay, you know, I get it, lithium, but it's, I look at the charts and I'm like, all right, people are trying to pick bottoms. There's a lot of activity. There's people talking about it. It's not really the sexy area of the market that it used to be. So I just kind of have that on my radar as something to watch. And I'm watching the general comment flow. I'm watching the stocks. I'm not going to do anything right now, but if anything, maybe I'd be short, but I'm just not doing anything. And I'm waiting and watching because EVs will eventually have another wave when everyone's bored of them and they work off all the, you know, the oversupply and things like that. But it's not even that. It's just that I want to think that way more and more about a bunch of different things, have 5 or 10 of those things in the hopper, watch the charts, keep an eye on the sentiment. Sometimes knowing less is better. Like having an idea of positioning and sentiment and charts and analyzing the flow of the world, where things are going, can be more valuable than, oh, I know every little thing about this company, because someone's always going to know more than you. And I have a professional manager, a guy that I know who runs a little bit of my money for tech stocks, and he's really good. He's had a 30-year career, like 3 or 4% above the NASDAQ, which is really good. And his schedule is like, get up at 4 a.m., watch all the interviews, the CEOs, tracks all the investment conferences, really understands the fundamentals, understands where the world's going, is reading every blog and like just ingesting it nonstop. You know what I mean? Everything is about it. So how the hell do I think I'm going to be better than that person at that? I'm not. There's no way, right? So that's why I outsourced it. And people are like, well, you're a trader. Why would you give someone else money? It's like, well, because my kind of trading isn't necessarily that kind of trading where I'm looking 5 years at something, but I want to be involved 5 years from now. But I can't hold NVIDIA from 50 to 900 because I'm going to get out. I'm going to think it's overdone. I'm going to get out at 500. It's going to go to 900. And I'm going to think, feel like an idiot. And because it's just, I have too much conditioning to be a little more in and out quicker than that. Even if I, you know, even if I think I'm longer term, I'm not that that kind of long term. So I think now this, I'm all over the place, but this is probably going to be like that today. You got to like understand yourself and know that, where are you good? Where do you want to be good? And where are your blind spots that you can outsource something or have someone else help you, or not try to do everything yourself? So I'm working on a short-term future system right now because I can put a lot of work into that, enjoy that, and I can automate it eventually. I like testing it. I'm using the AI tools to help me program some stuff.
and try some ideas out that I couldn't do before. So that's kind of my project right now. And then we'll see how that goes. If it goes well, I trade bigger, I add more things that are similar, and we kind of see how it happens. In the meantime, I'm just poring over these tools every day. I get AI newsletters from all over the place. I'm trying out things, ordering gadgets, and making my just screwing around with stuff to see what's next, what's going to change. And if my hands are on it, I mean, I was on the original iPhone right away, and I was on Amazon in 1998 buying books and all that stuff, just because I like it, because it's cool, because it's new. But I want to see, is it easy? Are people going to do it? I'm not the first person, but maybe I'm the first 10 or 15%. And that makes a big deal, because the market always moves a little later than that. It starts moving early, but, and then you kind of get an idea of where to look. And then your trading skills can kind of blend in. This is not going to be everybody's approach. This is like a personal thing for me. So sometimes I might be trading, you know, in the shorter term, and then I get one or two or three of these a year that show up. If that, maybe one year I get six and one year I get zero ideas, and then I'll trade like around an idea, because I've been experimenting in my life and I feel like something adds up. I get something, I see a shift happening because I'm curious and I like it and I have some trading skills and it comes together. So it's a weird way of like weaving my life together into my trading. So like today I was researching, allergy season. Today I was researching, somehow I was looking at global like money transfer remittance businesses, and the trend is going up after it collapsed after COVID. So I was looking at crypto coins that are the same way, that do that, and that's CELO or CELO, however you say it, C-E-L-O came up. So I started digging into that for a while, and I played with it on my phone a little bit, and I didn't do anything with it, but so I have a bunch of notes, and I have a Dune dashboard up, and I'm going to kind of watch it. And I watch Helium as well, the mobile one, and I have Helium mobile subscription. And I'm always just toying and playing and looking and watching the charts and kind of surveying on Reddit, on Google Trends. There's another cool one called explodingtopics.com, super cool site for trends. So it's a paid. I use the paid version of it. Anyone, by the way, email me if you have anything like this that you use that's cool, or you've built anything. I'd love to. I'm just interested in it. So if anyone has that, you can send me an email. You can get it off the podcast website if you don't know it. But back to the topic, it's just, I think that using those tools that way to augment what you already are interested in, because you should be kind of excited about what you're doing. You want to have it be fun. If it's just drudgery or you're bored, I've had it for a long time where I just pushed and pushed on what I was doing because, you know, this is what I need to do to make money, and this is what I have learned. And it's just, my biggest up waves have been when I'm just enjoying what I'm doing, and then all of a sudden, usually many months later, if not a year later, you know, I'm in something and the time just kind of disappears around me. I'm in the flow, I'm in the zone. I'm just totally in the moment. And, you know, this is one of those times where if we look at this, you know, various different groups of people are getting hurt by this and some people are thriving. But if you look at it, it's hard to not, unless you're just hiding somewhere, you're not using any of these tools, it's pretty hard to not look at this and see a really big moment. I mean, I know it's happened for the last year or so and probably been going on a lot longer, but this is a huge moment for how things are going to be done and how work is going to change, and the global economy will eventually change with these tools. So as people in the markets, I mean, we have a great opportunity to just jump on stuff, watch stuff, learn stuff. And I think it's a really cool time. It's everything is available and there's more opportunities than ever. If you miss something, there's always something else coming. That's really cool, because in the past, when I first started, it moved a lot slower and you just had to wait like years sometimes to find things that are seemingly happening every 6 months now, 3 months. So maybe not that soon, but there's a lot of stuff going on. So I think just not getting down when something doesn't play out right away, and knowing that when it does, when you put a lot of work in and it doesn't work out, it usually means there's something else better for you that's coming. And then you look back later and you're like, oh, I see. I'm glad it didn't work out, because I actually built a lot of cool skills doing that, but now I use it for this, which is really what ended up working out, but I didn't expect it. Just the best analogy for that, I'm on a walk right now, I'm breathing heavy. The best analogy for that is just the surfing one I love, because you go out there, it's like, okay, I want to surf. I'm going to go out here. There's waves coming, but I want to surf right now.
Like, it's Tuesday and I have time off and I need to surf today. So you go out there and you force surfing and it sucks and you're bored. Maybe you get hurt even. You do something stupid. Whatever. It's just not happening, right? And then there's the other surfer who's going out there every day or whenever they need to at the time where there might be waves, 9 to noon, whatever. And if there's waves, you calmly hop on a wave and you let the wave take you for a ride. And it looks easy and effortless to everybody else, but all you're doing is riding the wave. You didn't even know it was going to come. You just waited and you rode the wave. And that's really all we're doing. I don't care what our strategy is. That's what we're doing. We're riding the wave. Either you're riding a short-term wave, you figure something out, you're piggybacking somebody, or you're doing like this thematic type trend stuff, or I don't know, whatever you're doing. You're riding some kind of a wave from a bigger player. And when you try to be the wave and make the wave, then it's trouble, because you can't decide that. You have to play with the bigger flow and not try to be it or force it. And that's been, I'm sure we've all had tough lessons on that, but that's kind of how I'm trying to look at it all when I get really excited and there's a setback or something. So that's kind of what's been going on with me lately, is just immersing myself, enjoying, and kind of building and experimenting right now. And usually something good comes out of that. And a lot of times with trading, it's not linear. It's like, there's years where I've been methodically, you know, making money all year and had a good year. Yeah, in the old days especially. But a lot of times now it's like nothing, 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 and then boom, and then there's a run, and then there's just quiet for a while. And you try not to give a bunch of it back, and it's just, and you gotta go with that. But you might catch a really big run where even for a year or two, you're really into something, and then it changes again and you move on. But you keep adapting and changing, and you get super strong at being okay with having to scrap and start over. It's like that saying, like, really strong opinions lately held. And that's a great saying, because, you know, I remember a guy I traded with who was really successful, and he always, sometimes he'd have his full package on, like buying the high of the day in the futures. And then all of a sudden he'd flip and be short full size and have a great day, and it would go down like a lot from there. And it was like, I really thought it was going to go up, and then I realized it wasn't, so it was the other way. And it's hard to even explain to somebody who's sitting next to you, right? But he was, you know, he was able to do that. And I think that's not that we should be flip-flopping in our trades, but you get the point. Anyways, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And in terms of the podcast going forward, Spotify bought Anchor, Anchor was awesome, and that's how I'm able to do this on my phone, on my walks and stuff, because it's a pain in the ass for me to sit down with a microphone and submit the audio recording. It's just kind of like lightweight and easy for me to do this. So for some reason, Spotify has taken away that feature. I don't know why, but so I have to find a different way to put it out. It should still be on the same platforms. So I think it might be a good chance for me to still figure that out, so I can still do the podcast like normal when I do it, however often I want to do it. But also, since my flow is changing a little bit with kind of how I described to you on this podcast, I might do like a monthly or maybe quarterly, like a web newsletter type thing, where I just have like, hey, here's what I've been looking at. You know, just these are some cool tools I've been using. This is some themes or trends I've been looking at, or some ideas. It's not going to be like buy this and sell that. It's just going to be like, this is where I'm digging. Maybe you're interested in sniffing around. Maybe you're not. Maybe we can talk about something, email back and forth. I don't know. It's just good to collaborate with people who are interested in similar things. So maybe I'll do that, get around to that at some point here, and get like an email list on my site so people can put the email in, and then when that comes out, I can do a podcast as well, and then you can just get that little link and go to the webpage and read it or download it or whatever I decide to do. So I'm kicking that around right now. I got to start doing a better job of keeping track of the things I'm looking at each day and kind of putting it together. I think it'll be good for me too to organize myself and have a little just accountability about like what the hell you've been doing the last 2 months. And sometimes I just do stuff and I forget, like, oh, I looked at that last week and I forgot all about it already. And it ends up being important. That's another point, is in this day and age with super fast information, there's good information that comes across. There's a move in the market. It's actually good information sometimes, but it doesn't matter until like the lag effect 2 months later, 3 months later. Everyone forgets about it, and then there's like the big move that actually comes. So it's just remembering, like, this is important. I want to look at this stuff, but maybe not the time to jump right away to dig more. And I mean, some things are quick hitters, right? You just do it and you get out. And some things are, everything's different. Some things are more like slow grind or a bubbling up. Like when crypto was dead forever, you could have bought some of that stuff down there, just
in tight weekly ranges and just kind of camped on it and thought, well, if I'm wrong, it's not going to hurt too bad. It already went down 95%, right? And if I'm right, it's just a matter of not going to sleep, basically, which is hard after 2022. Everybody went to sleep because you're just thinking, this is, everyone's negative, it's a disaster, and then all the reasons why, and then, of course, we have this massive rally, and the market makes people feel stupid just repeatedly. I went to a guy's birthday party with some really smart people at pretty much right when the market was coming out of the hole in 2022. Everyone there, except for one guy, was just, these are like people who were very successful in their jobs, weren't necessarily traders. Not that it would have mattered anyway, I mean, but just negative about everything. Get out of your stuff. You know, tough 10 years of asset prices for the U.S. investor, all this stuff, you know, all that. And I said to one guy, I was like, well, the only problem is an 8 or 10-year-old could identify all the negative reasons why things are down here because it's so deeply embedded into the media and everyone's mind right now that it has to be in the market. Doesn't mean I knew that it was going to scream up so much, but and at that point also everybody was in 5% treasuries, which made sense because no one had gotten interest in so long. So, you know, and of course when everyone does the same trade, it's not the best trade usually. It's just like another lesson to remember how things bottom and how things might bottom, and I just find it all interesting. I would love to see some kind of a cool AI tool that had all the old newspaper headlines from, I think, for bull and bear markets, like big crashes and then when they turned around and then big bull markets that kind of happened. And just seeing all the major media headlines associated with the chart over like the last 200 years in the U.S. or 100 years or whatever in the U.S. and just digging through and being able to pin like all that stuff to a chart and see how long it took and how negative was it. Because I remember a lot of the last few. We've had a lot of them in the last like 10 or 15 years. So it's interesting to kind of see that play out again and again. But anyways, that's it for today.